Om Shanti. We're very honored to have Dr. Sachin with us today. Dr. Sachin has started his journey with the Brahma Kumari practicing Raja Yoga 23 years ago. He has been always a seeker of truth. And for the last 15 years, he has been working at the Global Hospital of the Brahma Kumaris that serves the community here. He's actually the head of the medical department. So he's a medical doctor as well as a spiritual doctor. His specialty is also he looks after the patients who are in the intensive care. My experience with Dr. Sachin actually started a few years ago. And what I love about Dr. Sachin that he's constantly experimenting with the points of knowledge that we share in Raja Yoga. So he goes into his silence times and then he comes out with really beautiful points of wisdom. He has read so many books. I enjoy actually listening to his YouTube sharing about the sages, you know, who were looking for enlightenment and their journey. So a lot of wisdom. I feel he has a lot of wealth of wisdom. So I think we will all enjoy his session today. Thank you, Brother Sachin.
It's space within sound, where silence wears the robe of music, where every note is only a wave, rising from an infinite sea unseen. Ah, Shiv Baba is there. It's soundless space. It's soundless space where the heart dissolves into breath, where listening becomes prayer.
Suddenly, one day, a lady appeared in the streets of one city in China. And the lady was so perfect so beautiful that everyone was enchanted to see her. Nobody knew her whereabouts, from where she came, how she came, why she came. But there was something about her which was fascinating. And thousands of people gathered around her to see her. And many youths came and they all wanted to marry her. But she said, I will marry only that person who has learned by heart the Lotus Sutras of Buddha. And I give you 24 hours. The next day, about 300 youths turned up. And they all have recited the Lotus Sutras. Lotus Sutras are the crux of Buddha's teachings. And they were equally perfect. So everyone recited, about 300 such youths. But the lady said, you are 300, I am one. How can I marry all of you? So do one thing now. Come tomorrow again. Only those who have understood the sutras, the teachings of Lotus Sutras. If anyone with such deeper understanding comes, then I will marry that person. So they all went home, burned the midnight lamps, and the next day, about 10 came. And all 10 of them have learnt by heart also, they have understood the deeper meanings. But she said, how can I marry 10? Only one person should be there. So if anyone comes and that person has not just learnt it by heart but understood also, has translated the teachings into his life. The teachings have entered into his presence. Only that person I will marry. And the next day only one came. And he was the one, the brightest, who knew all the sutras, who learned by heart all the sutras. And he was the living embodiment of those divine teachings of Buddha. And she said, I will marry you. So she took her outside of the village and she said, I have my house outside the city. And this man had never seen such a beautiful house before. Outside the house, her parents were standing. And she introduced the young man to her parents and she went inside the house. So the man chit-chatted with her parents. After some time the parents said, you go inside, she is waiting for you. And he goes inside. But inside the house there is no one. He tried to see everywhere but there was no one. And there was an open door. He thought probably she has walked out of that door. And he started walking. And there was a garden. He continued walking for a mile or so. He kept walking. And he could see the footprints. After walking, he reached a place where there was a river. But she was not there. And at the bank of the river, there were shoes. He looked at those shoes. He looked at the river. And he was thinking, where is she? And the very next moment, the river disappeared. And the shoes disappeared. He looked behind, and there was no path, and there was no garden, and there was no house, and there are no parents. And suddenly, he laughed. Story says he is married. He got married. That's it. He got married to what? It's a mystical story. He got married to nothingness. He got married to silence. He got married to emptiness. And he laughed loudly. And along with him, the universe laughed, and it is called laughter from the belly of universe. And he became silent. Who was that lady who came? The lady was the spiritual master. And she said, first, learn the sutras. Second step, know them by heart. Third step, let them sink into your life. And then gradually she guided him. Slowly, slowly, slowly. And she took him towards that silence. And once he reached that silence, everything was not in sight. Everything disappeared. The garden disappeared. The shoes disappeared. The river disappeared. The house disappeared. The parents disappeared. Everything disappeared. And when a pilgrim in the path of consciousness, higher consciousness, moves towards the eternal truth, he realizes gradually you drop things. Everything goes away. And suddenly you hit upon a space which is utter stillness, which is perfect silence. And then you laugh. And then the real marriage takes place. The perfect marriage. You get married. You realize who you are, what you are. And in that utter stillness, though you are alone, you feel as if the entire universe is within you. And you all have come here to get married. This is the marriage celebration which is going on here. But it is the divine marriage. The true marriage. So today, we will talk something on silence. In this last 1 week, I realized one very beautiful thing. In my whole life, I was struggling between silence and sound. And I always thought they are enemies. Because when somebody goes in silence, he doesn't speak. And when he is in the world of sounds, silence is lost. So either he is on this side or that side. But one of the greatest realizations is sound is not enemy of silence. Rather, sound is a doorway to silence. this is such a beautiful realization. The struggle which is in the mind is gone. Because every sound has got silence in its womb. Every sound is carrying an unseen and unknown silence within. If you can see, if you can hear, if you can touch that silence, then this world of sound doesn't disturb you anymore. Then sound doesn't remain a noise, but it becomes the soundless sound. It becomes a music with stillness. So this is a very deep and beautiful realization. So today we will discuss something about space within sound. And this session we will do few activities, at least 5 activities. How to understand, how to realize, how to know, how to see, how to touch that space within sound. In my own life, I have been going through different stages of silence. And the first silence came to me when I was 16 years of age. And that was the life-changing silence. And it continued for 6 months. Where suddenly I realized that I have to go towards this path, not this path. There is something which is missing. And then suddenly that silence came upon me. My parents were so much worried why he has suddenly become silent. They thought of taking me to doctors. But that silence was the silence of deep realization. The next silence came and it was for 7 days. That was before, after entering medical college. The first was before medical college. The second was after completing 4.5 years of medical studies. And suddenly that second silence came. The third silence was after 1 more year. I was just sitting and studying for post-graduation, for examination. And the third silence came and it again continued for 6 months. And then the fourth was in 2003 when I came to Mount Abu, rather at Abu Road. And that was the fourth period of silence of 4 days. But it was the most profound. And in last 15 years, there are multiple periods of silence. Maybe I will say 10, total 10. Each lasting for 10 to 12 days. And when I am saying silence, I am talking of external silence. Keeping mum not speaking. And then there were again 3 periods of public silence where I was working in hospital but not giving any talks. There were like 3 such, each one of 108 days. So from all this, I understood that the greatest learning takes place in silence. The deeper the silence, the deeper is the realization. And what I am talking is just the sthul, the gross silence. Silence has got so many layers. But even for one day, if you keep silence, by evening, your level of consciousness gets elevated. You become a high vibrational person. And you understand This silence is the background. Silence is the mother, and sound is the child. All the sounds are arising from silence. Silence is like an ocean, while sound is just a momentary wave. It's coming and going, but it is arising in silence. And when you are silent, you see something about yourself. You can see everything, things as they are, in some newer light, a new perspective, a new realization comes to you. And you can see, probably all of you must have felt that spark of silence, that deeper touch with yourself. Because we live in the world of noise, where there are sounds, and we become sound addicted. The moment we move away from sound for some time, something starts happening within. You start understanding the deeper layers of your own personality. So let's see, in this session, we touch something which is within us, some deeper layer. I was reading one poem yesterday. In that, the poet was saying, I have heard that there was kingdom of gods long back, thousands of years back, and there was a city of gods, and there were thousands of temples, and each temple had a lot of bells. And one day, the floods came, and the city got drowned in some ocean. And when I heard that, I started searching that ocean. Where is that ocean? I spent half of my life in searching that ocean. I could not find. Where is that ocean? I toured across the world, different places. I could not see that ocean. And then suddenly somebody told me, oh, that ocean is there. And it is said about that ocean that the entire city of temples was drowned in that ocean. And if you can stand near the beach, near the shore of that ocean, you can still hear the ringing of those bells. And if you can hear those bells once even, you have achieved the highest in life. So this man, the poet, is searching those bells vehemently. His heart is restless to know, to hear the sounds of those bells. And when he hears that this is the ocean and this is the shore, he starts staying there. Days pass, weeks pass, but nothing. He is just hearing only the waves colliding against the shore, against the rocks. There is no sound of those bells. So he starts living there. He makes a small hut, staying there. Weeks, months, years. Every day he is sitting from morning till evening, trying to hear the voice of those bells, but he can't hear. And gradually he forgets the reason why he had come there. And then one day, one night, suddenly he hears the ringing of those bells. He comes out, and yes, these are those bells. And the poet says, after that I never slept. Something inside me got enlightened. And the enlightenment took place. Which is that ocean? Our heart is that ocean. And if you want to listen to those bells of the temple, you have to become utterly still, utterly silent. Even the desire to hear dropped. At that time, he heard those bells. So realization is something like that. When we are wanting it, it doesn't come. We want to know the truth, it doesn't come. And we drop the desire to know the truth, and the truth comes. and it can come anytime. It will come unawares, in some unguarded moments. Probably it can come today. Probably it will touch you just now. And it is not the sound, it is the gap between the sound. It is the interval. It is the pause. Every pause is a pilgrim of vibration. Returning home. So just stay ready. Just stay alert. Some truth will descend upon you. Maybe today, maybe tomorrow, maybe tonight or tomorrow morning. Might be you are walking around, you are eating, you are sitting in some corner of this campus. And the new truth, a newfangled realization will incarnate. You are trapped in some problem of life, in some noisy circumstance, and suddenly the solution will emerge. So every moment should become a moment of awareness. Every moment should become a moment of alertness. Truth is about to come. Truth is about to descend. And when it will descend, you will realize that it was always there with you. So we will see five things in today's session. The first is awareness of gaps. Between two sounds, there is a gap. Between two breaths, there is interval. We don't want to become silent by running away from sound. In every sound, there is silence hidden. In every sound, there is a space hidden. Now I am speaking. Okay? So between two words, there is interval. There is a pause. Don't listen to the notes. Listen to the pauses. In those pauses, the real truth is hidden. So pause, intervals, gaps, these are the spaces where you discover the truth. And truth is not discovery, it's coming back to it, because it is already there. It's your nature. So we'll do a short experiment. All of you just sit alert, and when I say clap, you clap your hands. Wait. And when I say pause, you stop. You can close your eyes. Clap. 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 Pause. Listen to the rising of sound and falling of sound. Clap. 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 Keep clapping. Pause. The sound is still persisting. Listen to this. Silence after clap. Clap again. Keep clapping. Stop. Close the eyes and feel the vibrations. Feel the vibrations in your fingers. In your entire body. There is something happening. These subtle vibrations are speaking something. Clap again. Clap. Keep clapping. Pause. Listen to the echo. Om Shanti. Every sound is carrying silence within. And even when you move out throughout the day, you are in the marketplace. In that marketplace where there is long drawn out cacophony, voice, noise, disturbance, upheaval, suddenly you create a thought that I have to search silence in this noise, because silence is hidden somewhere. So this noise will not disturb me, because I have understood sound is not enemy of silence. Sound is a doorway. It will take me towards the kingdom of silence. So I have no more any enmity for it. You can be in the most noisiest corner of the world and yet perfectly still within. And that is what is called space within the sound. So the first experiment is this: awake, awareness of gaps, awareness of gaps. So when you move out, you see something. Somebody is giving a class, some lecture, or somebody is speaking. When that person is not speaking, during those pauses, try to listen to him. Probably, what he is speaking is not he, but when he is not speaking, that is he. So a deeper level of understanding will establish. Otherwise, this world is a war of words. But in silence, there is no war. Silence, words can be divided, silence cannot be divided. Silence is indivisible. Silence is undivided. Silence is unbreakable. Words can be broken. So one of the greatest realization is this. If we are sitting silently and somebody is making this, creating noise, we feel disturbed. For example, in your room, somebody is snoring at night. What do? Your partner is snoring loudly. What do? What can we do? Nothing. We laugh. But what about sleep? You know, there was a wife and her husband used to snore a lot. So he asked her, his wife, "Don't you get disturbed? I know I snore loudly. So you are there beside me. Don't you get disturbed? And you never complained. Why?" So she said, "See, today we had gone to a party, you know. There was a party and there were your friends and they all were laughing at their wives and cracking jokes. You never did that. So this is okay, snoring." So where there is love, there is no disturbance. A monk is climbing the mountains and there is a sultry weather, so much sweating, it's uphill. He is tired, exhausted. Yet he sees a small girl is carrying some load. And he is astounded. He says, "How come you are so happy and you don't feel disturbed? You are climbing so nicely and you are carrying a weight." She says, "It is not weight, it is my brother. And brothers don't have weight." So where there is love, there is no burden. So when you hit the space within, which is full of love and which is full of silence, you become impregnable, impenetrable. No disturbance can penetrate you. So try to see silence in sound rather than running away from sound and then sitting in silence. If you do that, something or other will disturb you. Some mobile, some voice, some door, or the tap, something, or window, or gush of air, or something. So, the first sutra is awareness of gaps. The second, background of silence. You know, the real background is always silence. It is, sound is just momentary. Sound is taking birth from silence actually. So whenever you see sound, you must know that there is silence somewhere. It will not disturb you. So we will do a second short experiment, and that experiment is humming. So when I will say, just chant or hum, so you should just say, like this. And when I will say stop, you stop. Okay? So let's start. Start humming. Close the eyes. Loudly. More loudly. Stop. Feel the vibrations. The humming is still in the air. Start again. Loudly. Let it come from the belly. Again. Stop. Statue. Pause. Feel the vibrations in the body, as if the humming is still going on in the air. The background was always silence. The humming was just an ephemeral wave. Start again. 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 Stop. Om Shanti. So the sound is rising and sound is going down. The waves are the sound. Silence is the ocean. You are walking in the office. You are in the public sector. There are thousands of people around you. Noises. Suddenly move inside and touch the silence center and then come out. Energized, refreshed. It is the decentralization that is the cause of all the disturbances. We move away from our center. The process is to move towards the center again. There is a silent river of silence flowing within. When we are cut off from that river, the disturbance starts. Others start affecting us. Their words, their behavior. That is the greatest disturbance. So when we are connected within the river, the disturbance is automatically reduced. So So you can do this experiment sometimes. You can chant Om. Om Dhvani is one of the very powerful celestial vibration it has got. Universal rhythm it has got. And then feel the vibrations, the sensations. What happens? Something divine will happen. You know, life is a laboratory. We have to keep on doing experiments. Experiments in the field of consciousness. And try to see what happened after this experiment. So, the second is background of silence. The third is creativity in space. You know, the greatest musicians, the greatest singers, if they have to compose a song, a tune, they go in silence. The greatest dancers, when they have to create a new step, they go in silence. A sculptor, they go in silence. Any new creations, inventions take place in the moment of solitude, serendipity. Suddenly it comes. Michael Jackson had said once, when I dance, a stage comes where dancer and dance become one. I reached that level of consciousness. Some of the greatest musicians of the world have said that those songs which have become immortal, that tune of that song came to us in that spirit of super consciousness. Greatest poets, they have been touched by that tune, that rhythm, that flow. Some of the greatest poets, like one of the English poets, Coleridge, he has left many poems incomplete. And he has become one of the greatest poets. His friends told him, why don't you complete those remaining poetries? Because some of the poetries are 3 lines, 4 lines, 1 stanza, 2 stanza. They suggested, if you should complete, we will publish, you will become more famous. He said, that can't be done now. Because only that much only, it was touched from the somewhere, from the universe. I can't do it now. It is impossible. So, creativity in space. If you have to create something new, if you want a better version of yourself, you must enter into a space of silence. It is like a music. You know, if there is a music, a song, and if there are no gaps, how is that music like? It will not be a good music. It will not be a great song. In Brahma Kumaris, we use one word, touchings. Touchings are something that touched you from the universe, from higher powers, which is beyond you. You never had knowledge of that. It came upon you, it descended. That is called touching. So those touchings will come. Something which was not known to you and suddenly becomes known. It becomes a known reality of life. So that we call touching. So now what we will do? The third experiment. There will be a song which will be played. Song, or rather I will say music, and it's a very famous music. Very, very famous music. So close the eyes and try to listen to those gaps in that music. Focused fully on those gaps. Not on the sound, but wherever there are, might be some pauses. Probably the truth is hidden there. Not in that entire song. Okay? So just close the eyes. Brother will play the music. Listen to the music. Full. full attention, complete focus. Creativity is hidden in that space. And the more silent we are, the more creative we become. We need newness, the thirst for newness. This is the way I have lived my life till now. Now what is new? Is there an option B? Is there another version? Is there another method? Another way? The same thing can be done. Let me explore. Have that childlike, inquisitive nature. Who wants to explore? Who wants to experiment? Who wants to know everything? Why the sky is blue? Why the water is wet? Why the tomato is red? He wants to explore. He wants to know. Why the grass is green? Once a small child asked great English poet H.W. Lawrence, "Uncle, why this grass is green?" And Lawrence said, one of the most educated person, "I really don't know. If I tell him, oh, it's green because of chlorophyll, but the question still remains, why the chlorophyll is green then?" So it is such a good idea to accept the ignorance. And to say that there are many mysteries of this nature, world, unknown to me. I am a small child. Let me know. Let me explore. Let me understand. This quest to know, this inquisitiveness, should never die away. So the third is creativity in space. The fourth is attention in listening. Depth in listening. So when we listen, can we increase that depth? That we become one with it. You know, Gyan Sarovar has got a very beautiful, beautiful sceneries. You can go anywhere, any corner, and just sit and try to listen to all the voices around. Chirping of birds, the hissing of air, the trees, everything what you hear, the wind, all the sounds, and they will take you to a deep silent corner within you. And it is a very good experiment, and I personally, I have been doing this from very, very long time, spending a lot of time in nature, especially on Sundays when we have holidays in hospital. You know, Mount Abu has got so many mountains, so many beautiful places unexplored, and there are so many places here where you don't hear even the noise or voice of any human beings. No traffic, nothing, just silence, total silence. And when you sit in that silence, you feel energized, such a high pranic field. You are filled with that pranic energy, the universal prana, and that purity fills your mind, and all the stress, the tension, they go away. There are a lot of research which is done. There's one lady who is the master in this research on stress, and she said noise is the cause of stress. And she suggested at least 20 minutes in the morning and 20 minutes in the evening, go in total silence, absolute digital curfew, and try to connect with yourself and see the miracle what happens. So, depth in listening. When you are listening to some voice, some music, some song, or nature's voices, try to become one with it. And that even 1 minute will make you silent. Because you know our lives are whole day, we are busy from morning till evening. I will tell you my own example. I have almost 70, 80 or sometimes 100 patients per day in OPDs. Extremely hectic. Emergencies, 24 hours. And for myself, if I don't seek this silence of nature, probably I would not have survived here. It is this silence that sustained me here. So, develop this new habit of listening to nature's voice. And once you listen, the voice continues. You know, you are cycling, you have a bicycle, and you stop cycling. Still the pedals will keep moving. Why? Momentum. You know, there was one lady, she was a very horrible singer. And she used to do practice of singing only at night, disturbing all the neighbors. And she would start her singing practice at 10 p.m. And all the neighbors would get disturbed. And she would sing at the top of her lungs. And there was one person who came as a new person, new neighbor. He got so disturbed. His sleep got disturbed because of her singing. But he kept on tolerating, because it doesn't look good to tell a singer that stop your singing. So he kept on tolerating. It was 11 o'clock, 12, midnight, 1 a.m. and 2 a.m. and then it was too much. He said enough is enough. And he went to her door and he knocked. And she said, if you don't stop now, I will die. She said, what you are talking? It's 2 o'clock. I already stopped 2 hours back. He was still hearing. I already stopped 2 hours back. So if this is true, then it is also true of melody. It is also true of silence. It is also true of other things. So now one more, fourth experiment we will do. Just sit again with closed eyes. And this is a nature's music. You know, this music which you are going to hear, it is from one movie. And the director of the movie wanted original bird song. So he traveled maybe 2500 kilometers to different areas of the world and collected those natural clips of birds. And then this 2 minutes music, he has taken almost 2-3 years to compile. This is not artificial, natural birds music. So close the eyes and don't miss a single bird's music. Brother? Try to listen to each and every note, every chirping. We have to fall in love with nature, and nature is so beautiful. Everything about nature, the mountains, the rivers, especially those moments of silence spent in nature, they are life changing. They tell you something about yourselves. And nature is so pure. When we move towards nature, in fact, we are moving towards purity of our being, the unadulterated, immaculate purity, the stainless purity. And we understand how impure and polluted we became with so many emotional disturbances, sometimes jealousy, sometimes pride, sometimes this, sometimes that, keeps on pulling us. And when we move towards such wiselessness, that wiselessness within comes on the surface. So this is the fourth experiment, and the last and fifth, eternal space within. Within each one of us, there is a space. You are not thought, you are space. You are not word, you are silence. You are not body, you are soul. This realization should come to us gradually, slowly and slowly. That beyond this material composition, I have some other nature, which is me. I belong to some other field. I am not this. The roles, so many roles I am playing. I am a father, I am a mother, I am child, I am brother, I am sister. I am a doctor, I am engineer, I am lawyer, I am a consultant. This, that. But beyond all this external facade, there is something within me which is known only to me. I am that pilgrim in the journey towards higher consciousness. So in this last experiment, again close the eyes and try to listen to the voices around first. The voice of fan, anything, whatever you can hear. And now suddenly take your mind inside. Deep within you, there is some center, some point of stillness. I am stillness. I am silence. I am pure. Untouched. I am a being of light. I am a spirit soul. A spark of luminosity. Remain stabilized in your own true nature, beyond the body, beyond these thoughts and emotions, beyond the world of logic, beyond the world of emotions, beyond the world of noise and sound. I am that, the soundless sound. Noteless note, the speechless speech, the pathless path, the rootless root, the eternal silence. Om Shanti. So these are the five things that we have seen. The first, awareness of gaps. The second was background of silence. Rather than getting disturbed, try to see where is the silence. The third, creativity of space. And when you get accustomed, habitual of being creative, even in the noisiest corner of the world, you can feel that silence. Nothing will disturb you. Actually, we hear that what we are born to. Like one saint was passing, a Sufi saint. It was evening and he says, oh, there is a voice from the prayer alarm from masjid, mosque. His disciple says, in this marketplace, how can you hear that? It's so difficult. I could not hear. There's so much going on, market is going on, people are shouting. But how could you hear that, Ajahn? He says, now I will do an experiment. He takes out a coin and he throws it like this and says, oh, golden coin. And the whole crowd says, where is the coin? Where is the coin? So how could they hear this? Because their mind were filled with coins and money. So you hear that what you want, and you don't hear that which you don't want. So when the mind is filled with silence, automatically you will get, create, search, find silence, even in the noisiest marketplace of this world. So the third is creativity in space, and fourth is depth in listening. So today you can do this experiment. go and sit somewhere, close the eyes and try to listen to the voices, the chirping of birds. You know, there is one more voice. Shh. Have you heard that? This is called sibilance. Sibilance of night. Sometimes just go and listen to that and see what happens. It teaches. It teaches more than all the scriptures of this world. It teaches more than all the theories of words. Silence is superpower. Silence is mother. Science is the child of this mother. And the fifth is eternal space within you. So there is some space within you, which is always there, untouched. So now we will do one activity, very nice activity. We have Sister Gayatri with us from hospital. Yeah. So just now you heard a song. So all of you, I request to just stand up. So she will dance and you have to follow her. So let there be some distance. You can come little ahead. Drop all pen, paper, pencil, shawl, purse, mobile, everything. Now she will have a beautiful, she will, on the same song, she will have beautiful dance and you just try to follow her. Okay, everyone ready? Yes, and during the dance, don't forget the silence. In the dance, in between the pauses, there is silence hidden. In between the steps, there is womb of silence hidden. So everyone ready? Let's start. Okay, song.
It's space within sound, where silence wears the robe of music, where every note is only a wave, rising from an infinite sea unseen. Ah, Shiv Baba is there. It's soundless space.
Close the eyes. the sound is still there. Feel the sound. Feel the voice. The space within sound. The soundless space. The space without sound. The whisper. The sibilance. The resonance. The divine music. The synchrony. The symphony. The bliss of music. The fountain of music. Open the eyes. You can have your own self-styled Tai Chi. Move the hands the way you want. Very slowly, but any way you want. Feel the energy, the pranic field. The energy is in the air. The chi, the ka, the prana. Self-style, the way you want. Move hands, go away from your space to another place. Start the dance. You can come on the stage if you want. Please, those who want to come, they can come on the stage. Just close the eyes and stay where you are. Don't move. Keep standing. Keep standing. Close the eyes. Feel the vibrations. The divine vibrations. The space within the sound. The soundless space. Om Shanti. You can sit down. So, one clapping for Sister Gayatri. In English, there is something called stealing the show. After a 1 hour boring lecture, somebody comes and steals the show. So this is this. There's something? Oh. Books. Some books of our spiritual silence. There's one book, Quiet. Have you read? I have forgotten the author of that book, but the name of the book is Quiet. Very, very famous book. It's very deep and very beautiful book. One is this. The second is, you read about nature's poetries, you know, and I will recommend one poetry by Percy Bysshe Shelley, To the Skylark. You know, this poem had become a turning point of my life. When I was very young, maybe 15 or 16 years of age, and when I had read this poem, I was reading this poem from morning till evening, and I felt every line is as if I am the reincarnation of that person. It's me who has said this. The poet is talking with the bird, Skylark. Blithe spirit bird, thou never word, that from heaven or near it poureth thy full heart in profuse strains of unpremeditated art. So poet is conversing with that bird and telling, oh bird, you are not bird, you are a spirit, you are a soul. That from heaven or near it, pouring thy full heart in profuse strains of unpremeditated art. You are speaking, you are singing your songs, but there is no preparation, there is no rehearsal. It is coming so naturally. In the profuse strains of unpremeditated art, we look before and after and pine for what is not. Our sincerest laughter with some pain is fraught. Our sweetest songs are those that tell of saddest thought. We have so much sorrow and suffering and pinings and longings. But you, O bird, free from everything, better than all the treasures that in books are found, better than all the measures of delightful sound, thy skill to poet where thou's corner of the ground. Teach me half the gladness. I don't want full. Half. Just this much. That thy brain must know such harmonious madness from my lips would flow. The world should listen then as I am listening now. So when you listen to such poetries and you get lost in nature, automatically your mind becomes silent. So read all the poetries on nature. They will help you. This is second thing. The third, there are a lot of spiritual books and they take you to very depth of yourself. Exactly, they are not books on silence, but there is one book, I will say, Autobiography of a Yogi by Swami Yogananda. It's a very, very good book in English. And that book has so many new things about it. So many discussion of deeper spiritual truths. Autobiography of a Yogi. There's one more book, Man's Higher Consciousness. By Fatima Hilton. Man's Higher Consciousness. And one more is by Jasmahin, Pranic Nourishment. If you want to achieve that higher level of vibrations, you have to connect to nature and silence and that solitude. And that takes you towards that higher consciousness. When you understand this all, whatever I keep on eating from morning till evening, it is not needed. If you want to feel light, you have to lighten your diet. And in that lightness, spiritual truths appear in front of you. The body becomes so light, your sleep is aligned, your mind becomes silent. Silent is not something which is forced from outside. It is not something like you are making your mind to do by force. It should come automatically. It should come so naturally. With thy clear sense, joy and languor cannot be shadow of annoy ne'er come near thee. Thou lovest but never knew love, sad satiety. Shelley says, so naturally it is. There is no trace of sorrow or suffering or anxiety in you. Your songs are so natural. Let me be like that. So that will happen when you connect to nature. That will happen when you remove all the heaviness from your system. And food makes you heavy. Food makes you heavy. It brings down the vibrations. Unless and until you start working on your food, you cannot achieve that higher level of purity and higher level of lightness. I began my journey way back in 2003, and after experimenting on so many things, I came to pranic process and pranic living, where you understand this cosmos is filled with prana and that sustains you. And when you start feeding off prana, your physical requirement go down. Your body weight stabilizes, sleep stabilizes, and level of energy goes up. And you feel happy all the time. And when you connect with nature, you feel so deeply connected with nature, very deeply connected. And when there is so much heaviness in the system, with that cooked stuff, with those grains and salt and spices and oil, you can't feel the connection. Let enter into the liquidity, the nature, natural. Automatically vibrations go up, silence descends upon you. So I will recommend you one book, Pranic Nourishment by Jess Maheen. She is an Australian author. Hotima Hilton's Man's Higher Consciousness, very old book, 1960 it was written. There are many books like that, but I will just tell as of now these. And to end this session, I'll finish this session with one last story. There was one emperor. He was ruling the whole earth. Take this as an imaginary story, but maybe a false story. But its being false does not diminish its importance. So this king wanted to hear 1 minute silence, what happens, to experience that 1 minute silence. He wanted that the entire population of the earth, for 1 minute, they should become silent. And I want to hear that silence, what happens. But how it is possible now? Earth is so big. How can he hear, and how can every person will remain silent at that moment only? So he discussed with his ministers, and one old minister suggested something. He said, if you want to do this, then we will do one experiment. On particular day, maybe tomorrow, at 12 noon, everyone should say ho. But king said, I don't want to hear ho. I want to hear silence. What happens? Minister says, just do this and let's see what happens. And on that particular day, at that particular time, everybody was keen to hear what happens. But everybody thought, if I don't say ho, how it matters? Because somebody else is always so. Because I also want to listen to that ho. The whole population is saying ho, so there must be something very exciting. So everybody decided, I will not speak. And the whole world decided like that. And that one moment turned into a silent moment. And the king said, I have experienced and never experienced such silence before. So even 1 minute silence is very, very, very powerful. So with this, I end this session. So just sit alert and feel the silence. Om Shanti.
It's space within sound, where silence wears the robe of music, where every note is only a wave, rising from an infinite sea unseen. Ah, Lava is there. It's soundless space. Thank you.